Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3018, 5 Mindset Hacks That Make Dwayne The Rock Johnson So Massively Successful, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays, which means I'll be around tomorrow. And without further ado, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 5 Mindset Hacks That Make Dwayne The Rock Johnson So Massively Successful, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. Sorry, this post isn't for you, it's for me. It's for me to internalize the mindset of a big screen hero, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, someone who, though I've never met, I respect and admire. It's for me to capture the thinking of a giant who has been kicked around, ignored, laughed at, and ridiculed, only to bust through to success in endeavor after endeavor. It's for me to embed an absolute can-do, break-through-walls, leap-over-obstacles kind of attitude into my psyche. This post isn't for you, it's for me, but you can listen to it anyway. In fact, I'd love everyone to hear these ideas and watch the video in this post. I want everyone to hear Dwayne Johnson's heartfelt words and catch a glimpse of how this success genius made his way through failures from poverty to continual and lasting success. Because unlike so many other successful people who share what they're doing today to be successful, he talks about the mindset he fostered in the past that led him to his present and will help him grow and win big in the future. What got you here won't get you there. There's a book titled What Got You Here Won't Get You There: How Successful People Become Even More Successful, by Marshall Goldsmith. The title sums up the main point of the book, and it perfectly illustrates why the Dwayne Johnson video and the following mindset hacks are so powerful. The tools you need to get to where you are going are not the tools you used to get to where you are. You are likely, hopefully, more successful today than you were 5 years ago. But to reach that next level of success 5 years from now, it's going to take thinking differently. Yet we read article after article of successful people telling us how they operate now. Well, guess what? If you're a billionaire, I'm not interested in what you are doing today to make you a multi-billionaire. I'm interested in what you did to become a millionaire, then a multimillionaire, then a billionaire. In other words, if you and I are at very different levels of success, I don't need to know what you are doing to maintain it. I need to know how you got there. I want to follow your path, not your current activities. If meditation is something that helped you level up, great, tell me about it. But if it's something you started doing because you have a personal meditation or yoga instructor, I'm not interested. If waking up early is something that put you ahead of the pack, helping you land deal after deal and become massively wealthy, great, I need to know that. But if it's something you recently tried because you became CEO and wanted to be the first one in the office, it's not going to help me on my journey. This is why Dwayne Johnson's video is so powerful. It is grounded in his past, but leads to his future. What follows is a summary of the tips he discusses during a motivational speech to the LA Lakers. It's my interpretation of his lessons learned. Listen to them, then watch the video in this post. And if you find another lesson in them, let me know. Number one, remember where you came from. Everyone has a history. Everyone has faced hard times. Most of us try to forget. Not Dwayne Johnson. He keeps the bad times in front of him, face to face, where he can always see them. He actively looks back on his life, remembering the tough times, the big failures, the bad calls. He lets it drive him. Not only does this keep him motivated to press forward, it, in my opinion, keeps him humble. It keeps him real. Keeping your hard-earned history top of mind allows you to enter into the future with a different perspective. All those times you face-planted, were written off, or otherwise failed hard can be your fuel, your driving force to perform at your peak, to ground you in reality, and to pave the way to a better future. Number two, keep your back against the wall. Sometimes when I feel in a funk, progress is slow, and I'm not motivated to move forward, I look around and realize I'm too comfortable. I've given myself too much freedom. I'm not hungry enough. When freedom is maximized and you can move in any direction, it's easy to lose sight of what's important. When comfort is high, it's easy to stay under the covers for just 5 more minutes. You've got nowhere to be, nothing to get done, and no fire driving you out of bed to crush your day. When hunger is low, it's easy to wait for your next meal to find you instead of you going out and hunting it down. And as Dwayne Johnson says, when your back is against the wall, there's nowhere to go but forward. It doesn't matter who's in your way, they're not going to stop you. You're going to go right through them. Number three, the prep is where character is made. You've seen what happens to overnight successes. It's the same thing that happens to one-hit wonders, lottery winners, and people who catch lucky breaks. They flop. If they haven't put in the hard work, then luck only takes them so far. They get a taste for success, but don't know how to maintain it. They don't understand how to get from where they were to where they are, and they lose everything, sometimes more. But when luck strikes, someone who's been putting in the work, preparing every fiber in their body for their game, their success, they grow. They can keep the momentum going because they know how to work with their hands to build character. And preparation is where character is made. Quote, in what world do we not work every day? Dwayne Johnson. Number four, find your anchor. Dwayne Johnson wakes every morning at 4 a.m. to haul iron in the gym. It's his anchor, the thing that grounds his day. When he works hard first thing in the morning, he's telling himself, no one will outwork me. What's your anchor? What's the one thing you can do every day to give you the energy, the motivation, and the mental fortitude to crush it hard? And number five, you've got to be tired of not being number one. You felt the struggle. You've put in the work, ran the race, and came up short, maybe more than once. But at some point, you've got to tire of not being number one. You have to play angry. You have to get motivated to do what it takes to grab gold. You've got to get hungry for first place. Follow your gut, find your path, commit, and build a fire inside of you to not accept second place, to not be okay with being unseen, unheard, and unknown. For the skimmers. Dwayne Johnson gives us a real representation of how to build success into your life. He doesn't tell you what he's doing today, which isn't relevant for us non-multimillionaires. He tells you what's worked for him to build a life of massive success. Number one, remember where you came from. Number two, keep your back against the wall. Number three, the prep is where character is made. Number four, find your anchor. And number five, get tired of not being number one. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Mindset Hacks That Make Dwayne The Rock Johnson So Massively Successful by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. And thank you to Michael. I found this one super motivational. Hopefully it struck a chord with you too. For me, one part that really hit home is the back against the wall part. When I look back and remember the period when I gained the most, it was most often when I felt like my back was against the wall. For example, when my business partner and I created an app that actually did really well, Monetizing was incredibly difficult and costs were high, so we had to raise money. But at that time, we were still more focused on growth than monetization, so that money went quickly. As we approached the end of the funding, we felt like our backs were against the wall and had to come up with something fast. I learned how to do basic coding to save on costs, and we started publishing more apps that were more focused on monetization strategy, which kept everything afloat and eventually turned everything all the way around. But as that started sucking the life out of us, our backs were against the wall again with the type of work we were doing and what was really bringing us joy and happiness. That's when this podcast idea came to be. So that was a different kind of back to the wall situation, but still that feeling was there. But the opposite has been true too. When we've been comfortable, things stayed pretty stagnant or growth declined. So we always have to stay aware and remember where we came from. Now, all that said, the one thing I would caution is that I don't think you ever want to be always back against the wall. To me, that just sounds stressful. But it's the same thing as comfort. You don't always want to be comfortable, otherwise you don't grow. The major lesson for me is that we're always in flux, and sticking in one place too long is likely detrimental. So if you feel like you've been comfortable too long, hopefully this gives you some motivation to change things up. Or if you've already been back against the wall for a while now, if you can, maybe it's time to rest. That requires change too. So something to think about today. Thank you for listening and sticking around until the end. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and a great Christmas Eve if you're celebrating. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Christmas Day, where your optimal life awaits.